We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, with auto loan rates up to 7 years long. For all the details and rates and everything else, you can log on to pvcu.org. So what's up in Hollywood, Dina?
All right, well, I thought, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but when a judge tells you to show up in court, I thought you were supposed to.
Is there a law? There's probably a law. Or at least an ordinance.
It's not optional. Mm.
But apparently R. Kelly decided he didn't want to. He was supposed to be in court yesterday, and he didn't feel like it. He refused to transport from the federal lockup in downtown Chicago. He was supposed to go to court. The sheriffs were all set to bring him over, but he just refused it. Didn't want to go in. And his attorney tried to defend him, saying, well, trying to move him there is a large undertaking.
Huh. Like, maybe there wasn't a limo sent for him?
I don't know.
Maybe.
I mean, I'm thinking, maybe, is he thinking security-wise?
Does he have a lot of stuff?
I don't.
Is a lot of suitcases. That makes it harder.
Does he have, like, that list of demands where he has to have, like, only orange M&Ms?
Yeah, he wants flowers in the green room at the courthouse.
Yes.
But according to the blast, the judge was not happy that he did not show up. He's facing numerous charges. This was a lot they had to cover in court that day. So he is due in court next on September 17th.
All right, place your bets.
Yeah, he's going to show
up. He'll probably use the biggie as the excuse. Well, I can't make it. Biggie traffic. It's hard here in Chicago.
I like his first one. I didn't feel like it.
Yeah, I didn't feel like it. NASCAR legend Dale Earnhardt Jr., his wife Amy, and their daughter Isla are lucky to be alive.
This is incredible that they survived this.
What happened?
Oh, my gosh. Fiery plane crash in East Tennessee yesterday. The two pilots are also okay as well, but they just say that the Cessna he was in rolled off the end of a runway and caught fire after landing at the airport.
Oh, my gosh.
They haven't said more about it, but everybody is okay, thank goodness.
That's good.
Yeah, so I think Dale's going to take a little time off right now and just sort of like reflect upon his life.
In the news yesterday, should have said their family was safe at the beginning of the story.
They didn't?
Because they were like, look at this fiery plane crash, and you assumed that died.
Yeah, you would think so, but I'm glad to hear everybody's okay.
Great.
DinaStirt.com.
Daphne Oz is now a mom of four. Yeah, the Dish on Oz co-host and her husband have welcomed their fourth child, a daughter. They named her Giovanna. She was born on Wednesday and welcomed into the family by Dominica, Philomena, and Jovan Jr.
Little baby high fives. Welcome.
You're so cute.
DinaStirt.com.
And Tiffany Haddish had a normal job before she became a celebrity. Some celebrities do that. They do have normal, regular people jobs.
You just gotta work before you become a celeb.
Unless you're born into it.
That's true.
She had a job with Alaska Airlines. This is what she said on the Late Show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she said she thought she was one of the best customer service agents. She worked the gates, and she said, my goal was always to bring happiness and joy to the people. We would have a flight delay 3 to 4 hours, so I would read the boarding announcements like a game show host. So she'd be like, you know, they're all like, contestant number 9,
right,
come on down. And she would do it like that.
Yeah, and she'd be like, you get first class.
Right. Well,
congratulations.
She would get written up because you're not supposed to do announcements that would, she said, quote, incite the boarding area. She said, you have to do it professional, but not me. So they put me in lost baggage department.
Just see her throwing out.
That sounds way more fun.
Throwing out Alaskan Airline Frisbees. Free for everybody.
Hey, maybe more people would fly if there were more Tiffany Haddishes working the gates.
I feel like, they do that all the time at the airline. Don't they always make it silly?
Yeah, well, if you've ever seen her, she can be a little over the top.
Maybe it's too much.
A little too much, yeah.
All I hear is that security guy yelling at you. Watch your luggage, people.
Oh.
Keep an eye on it.
Gotcha.
Don't leave it alone.
That's because you keep leaving your luggage everywhere.
That is true. And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Take it easy today and take your mind off of all the stress in life. Dina's got your Dirt at the 40 right now. You're breaking gossip, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can get some auto loans as low as 1.9% APR. For all the details, see if you qualify, visit pvcu.org. So what's up, Dina?
Kiefer Sutherland, he's been on his Reckless and Me tour, and I guess he took the name to heart. Got a little reckless. He slipped on the steps of his tour bus while he was traveling in Denmark.
Wow.
And that left him with an injured rib. Yeah,
ouch.
He's actually had to bow out of the last three shows of
well,
the tour.
He can't bow.
No, he can't.
He hurts.
Yeah, that's painful.
He hurts. He's going to have to sit out the last three shows of the tour, saying that the injured rib makes it hard for him to breathe and impossible to sing. I guess the biggest surprise of all this is I didn't know he was singing.
I mean, yeah, is this a band, I guess, you're saying?
Yeah, I guess
he
so.
Has a band?
We know him for his TV work, his movie work, but apparently he's been a musician, too. And he's been on tour since January with his latest album, which dropped in April. So
talented in music as well.
Yes.
Well, we haven't heard it yet. We haven't heard it yet. Don't say that.
That's true. That's true. Well, this is a pretty shocking and amazing story. Thanks in part to Ashton Kutcher's testimony, accused serial killer Michael Gargiulo was found guilty of murdering two women and the attempted murder of another one. Now, Ashton was actually dating one of the women that sadly he had killed. So his testimony of him coming to the woman's home on the night that she was murdered actually helped put this guy behind bars and get the sentence passed on him. So sad, you know, that he lost a friend in this. But according to E! Online, his testimony was crucial in getting this guy convicted.
Maybe it was the timing when he went or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gone
like
to the
at
house.
A certain time?
I don't remember this story.
Yeah, and this happened back in like 2001, mm-hmm. so this is a long time ago. But yes, Ashton did have some details on things he found around the home at the time when he went to pick her up and she wasn't there. Mm. And so again, his testimony helps. So we're glad to know that, he can now put this behind him and that he did something good for it.
DinasDirt.com.
Outlander fans, got some news for you.
Oh.
The star of the show, Katrina Balfe, is married. not to her on-screen husband.
Oh.
Played
that's
by Sam Heughan, which, yeah. They make a cute couple.
Can you make it happen, though? That would be a better gossip story.
Yeah.
It would. But no, she married music producer Anthony McGill instead. But her
but
on-screen
he didn't
husband
wait
was there.
Like 20 years for her, did he?
And she did not go back in time to do it either.
Yeah, exactly. That's not real love.
I know. We've always been shipping Claire and Jamie, but we can only ship that on screen because in real life, she is now taken
fine.
With a ring on it by another man. And Kaley Cuoco and her husband, Carl Cook, I guess taking a note from Gwyneth Paltrow in a new interview, Kaley said that she and her husband don't live together yet. Now, this is more than a year after getting married.
Oh.
Yeah, she said, we're building our dream house and eventually we'll be under the same roof forever. But yeah, we're not in a very conventional marriage. We have different locations. We're not together every single day.
Well, it does take a long time to build a house, though.
Especially
like a 5,000 or 10,000 square foot
house.
Right,
but you think in the meantime they could live together in one of their houses, but for her, she said it's more important that they each have their own personal spaces.
That's why the dream house is going to have lots of personal spaces.
Yeah. I guess it saves the marriage. Just don't be together.
I guess. I don't know if that's the best advice, but I guess. And that
it's almost like not being married.
It's true. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
Here we go with Dina's Dirt at the 40. Some stories from Hollywood. It's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where they've got some auto loans as low as 1.9% APR. For all the details, you can visit right now. Visit pvcu.org. All right, so what's up in dirt, Dina?
All right, well, the stars of Beverly Hills 90210, somebody has leaked how much they are making for the show.
I'm not making anything.
No, they're not doing this for free. Tori Spelling needs the money. You know that.
Yep.
But apparently, according to Hollywood Reporter, Jenny Garth, Tori Spelling, Gabrielle Carteris, Shannon Doherty, Jason Priestley, and Brian Austin Green, all the originals, and Ian Ziering, making $70,000 per episode. Not bad, right?
That's pretty good.
Looks like Jenny and Tori are earning an extra $15,000, though, for coming up with the idea in the first place and co-creating the revival.
Oh, okay.
Plus, Jason Priestley got an extra $46,000 just for directing an episode.
Well, you would think as a director, you'd get paid more money.
It's extra
work. Understandable. And you know, with the fees and the agent fees, it's only probably half of that.
What do you mean extra work, by the way?
Being a director.
Please, they just love to boss people around. They love it.
Wow, that's like, you should get
you
extra pay for that then, too.
That's right, I should.
You're good at that.
Directors shouldn't get paid for their movies.
Well, as we previously told you, a model who appeared in Katy Perry's Teenage Dream accused her of harassment earlier this week, and now another person has come out with some new accusations. According to Consequence of Sound, a Russian newspaper is reporting a female TV host in Georgia claims that Katy harassed her at an industry party and that she was a little bit tipsy at the time and even tried to kiss her. She does have a song about that. So far, Katie hasn't commented on any of the accusations. We'll have to see what our team puts together for this.
We should always believe in those Russian news outlets.
Right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Very reliable.
DinaStirk.com.
Olivia Newton-John has given fans another update as she continues to battle stage 4 cancer. She said on Entertainment Tonight, "It was a challenging year because I broke my sacrum." Ouch, that's a bone in your lower back. She said she had to learn to walk again and everything.
Yeesh.
But she says she's strong, she's back, she's feeling good, loving every minute. I mean, the last time we heard from Olivia, she didn't want the doctors to tell her how much longer she was expected to survive. So it sounds like she is facing every day head on.
We wish her luck.
Yes, yeah, right. Lots terrific. Of courage. Absolutely.
DinaStirk.com.
Days after the Chrisleys were arrested and pled not guilty to tax evasion and other financial crimes, there's more drama in the Chrisley family. So Chrisley Knows Best stars Todd and Julie while they're battling their indictments. Lindsay, his estranged daughter, has accused her own father of extortion.
Oh, geez.
So I don't know why this millionaire real estate investor would need to extort his own daughter.
Huh.
But the story that's coming out is that she had a tape. He was threatening to release it. And he was saying, you know, you have to basically lie for me about this one particular incident, and I will keep this tape hidden. And it's a tape that involves her with Bachelorette stars Robbie Hayes, Josh Murray. So she's thinking she doesn't want all that to get out there. So, yeah, I guess I'll lie for my dad.
What a bunch of awkward holidays coming up, though, for the whole family, right?
It's a sounding family.
So awkward.
Yeah, I'm thinking you might be right. It might be best to cancel Thanksgiving.
Kind of quiet in the room.
Yeah, yeah. And that's your dirt at 840. You can get all the reports from 640, 740, and 840, along with the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.